It's my first proper day in Toronto, and I've come out of the Chopin tinkling gilded halls of the Fairmont York. I'm not quite sure how I ended up staying there. Some manifestation of brilliance by the Dial-A-Flight people who organised my package, because it's very nice, and they got me a fabulous deal. And I've come around the corner. I'm trying to find the Wi-Fi, a bit difficult. The cafe is one of those strange chain places called Tim Hortons, and it's full of people with big mixture of people, not many businessy people, a few, mostly hard hats and work boots, construction workers. And outside the window, as I look out, there appears to be a film crew arriving. There's one of those trailer type things with a door on it. They've put a star on it, yeah. There's a generator truck turning up. I've just seen one of those food truck things, you know, where the bloke drives up, opens the panel, and away he goes. The generator truck outside the window is being connected up, even as we speak. Now, I wonder if they're going to bring their own Wi-Fi. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Lots of activity, and it's interesting. Last night, I stayed up as long as I could. I think I managed till about 10:30, 20 to 11. And I went down into these funny tunnels underneath the financial district of Toronto called the Underground City, which is like some continuous, nightmarish shopping mall of stairs and escalators. And there are 50 big buildings that it connects. It's a bit like Montreal, if you've ever been there. And I went and had... I went and had something to eat, and I found a place where the hockey was on. Let's see, how many screens was it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so 8 screens in this gastropub. It was really interesting, and I watched the hockey, quarterfinal, Olympic hockey, Russia, Canada. I'm not sure that hockey is as baffling as to a foreigner as cricket is to a foreigner, if you see what I mean. Certainly it was baffling as far as I was concerned. It's very fast. I'm not quite sure what the rules are, except they involve extreme violence and smashing into people. So it was all quite fun, really. One thing I did note, though, is how different the noise was. It was quite full, a kind of after-work crowd, and it was busy, and it was noisy, but it was a completely different noise from the noise of a similar place in the UK would be, in terms of the applause and the, you know, the shouting when the scores happened, or the whatever the Canadian equivalent of Oi Ref might be. I haven't worked that out yet. And now I am looking at the front of the newspaper, the Globe and Mail, which I've only ever seen virtually before. I've got it on my iPhone as an app, which is headed "The Best Day Yet." Apparently, it's very unusual for Canada to beat Russia in ice hockey. So, and there's also bobsleigh gold, bobsleigh silver, speed skating silver, and a speed skating bronze. And as you might imagine, the Olympics are big in Canada. This afternoon, I'm going to a couple of meetings at the Strategic Innovations Lab, the SLAB, S-Lab, which is at the Ontario School of Art and Design. And I'm going to try, if I can get any connectivity, to live blog some of that stuff. Otherwise, it'll be audio booing and near real-time stuff. First impressions of Toronto? Well, certainly this bit of it. Big, big buildings. Very cold. Snowing. More later.